This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:08 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And today we're talking about hitting the slopes in Cameron Highlands. That's right, there is going to be an adventure park built in the Highlands featuring outdoor ski slopes. And predictably, people are both very angry and I guess somewhat cautiously excited.
Let's talk about why that cautiously excited is, right? So a nature-based adventure, European-themed park, and it's being developed by Sim Leisure Group and it's run by Escape. So it's a park design company, and the main attraction that everyone's talking about is this outdoor ski slope, and particularly the fact that there's a ski slope within an equatorial climate, the first of its kind in this region. Of course, the thing is, the opposite side of that is why it's getting so much criticism. This is happening in the midst of Cameron Highlands, which is known for it's known for its natural beauty, of course, but also over the course of the last decade or so, increasing concerns about overdevelopment. To be fair, the developers have said that they are planning to keep the development sustainable for this theme park. They've talked about preserving the natural habitat, that the construction will take minimal disturbance, that they plan on using a low amount of energy. They'll do rainwater harvesting. They'll increase the planting of trees. They'll incorporate recycling initiatives. Overall, they say they're going to be relying 100% on renewable energy. That's what's coming from the developer side. Of course, this hasn't really quelled the concerns from everyone else.
No. So there has been an online petition to try to put a stop to the project. It's addressed to the state government of Pahang. And the argument within the petition is that this development will threaten Cameron Highlands' unique ecosystem because it is going to require a massive forest clearance. They also mentioned that in recent years, a lot of deforestation has essentially caused landslides, a rise in temperature, a loss of natural habitat for animals, for plant species. Last we checked, the petition has gained over 42,000 signatures, which is no small amount. And I think, so the thing here, right, is that anybody who has been to Cameron Highlands in recent years, who has ever been there before as a child or when they were younger, say 20, 30 years ago, will recognize some of these things that they're actually talking about, right? Which is exactly that. The fact that we have seen this rise in temperature, the fact that you do see, even when you go up there, the sheer amount of development. And the plan here for this park, in case we didn't make it clear, aside from the ski slope, it's not a small park. It's a 60-acre valley at a height of 220 meters, and that's the first phase, which is due to open in the first half of 2023. But there's going to be apparently 5 villages at different elevations. So, I mean, yes, there very well could be an attempt to make it as eco-friendly as possible, to make it as unobtrusive to nature as possible, doesn't change the fact that the development itself is huge. And therefore, I think that there is a certain impossibility or implausibility when it comes to how little you can actually disturb the surroundings.
None of these things exist in a vacuum, right? I mean, if you're going to begin a large-scale construction project in a space like Cameron Highlands, the fact that there are limited amounts of ways that you can get material up there, that's from the aspect of creating this. But then once the project is open, once the theme park is open, the fact that it's going to increase the number of people heading up there to go to the park, where they're going to live, where they're going to drive their cars, where they're going to park their cars. So there are a lot of concerns here. And I think that we've heard these kinds of concerns expressed every time we talk about these sorts of projects or even tourism projects, ostensibly taking into account the environment. There are things that are very difficult to account for. How do you do this and not leave a footprint? And I'm not sure. I think that's part of where a lot of this frustration is coming from. And I think the other side of this is that a lot of people are saying Cameron Highlands is fine as it is. It's one of the few green spaces. And even that, with the caveat that a lot of that has already been overdeveloped, it's one of the few green spaces left. And do we really need another theme park?
Well, Tourism, Arts and Culture Minister Dato' Sri Nancy Shukri has essentially said that the idea here is this development will kickstart the revival of Malaysia's domestic tourism industry, which has been greatly hit by the pandemic. And essentially, her argument is that this is a trend we're seeing worldwide, that visitors want to travel and reconnect with nature. The question being, of course, whether this is in fact a reconnecting with nature. But I think that it is. I wanted to bring up that statement because I think it is being seen by the ministry and also, I'm sure, by local players as potentially the direction that tourism needs to go in, right? If you're talking to a local populace, and for the time being, it's going to be us, really, that are traveling within our own country. So the question is, I guess, is this what we want? Do we want theme parks in Cameron Highlands with ski slopes, or is this something that we're not comfortable with? So that's what it comes down to. We're talking today about a planned resort that is going to open, at least the first phase of it, in 2023 in Cameron Highlands. It's going to be rather large. Among its attractions, it's boasting an outdoor ski slope. So we want to know, what do you make of this? I mean, are you excited about this project? Not so much. Either way, call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we're going to be joined by Andrew Sebastian, who is the co-founder and CEO of the Ecotourism and Conservation Society of Malaysia. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning, BFM 89.9.
It's 5:16 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're talking today about a new theme park that is being built in Cameron Highlands. Well, I mean, there are people who are excited about it. There are also others who are arguing that this is more disruption and development in a part of the country that doesn't really need it or can't really take much more of it. We'd like to know, though, are you excited about this project? Are you keen on skiing in Cameron Highlands, which is what the promise is, or not so much? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at PFM Radio. And now joining us over Zoom, we have Andrew Sebastian, who's the co-founder and CEO of the Ecotourism and Conservation Society of Malaysia. Andrew, thank you for joining us.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's start with your reaction to this upcoming project. How are you feeling about it?
Well, not every day you wake up in the morning and you read papers about someone trying to come up with some really amazing project for our country. Yeah? And based loosely on the idea of ecotourism or nature-based tourism. I spent my whole adult life promoting one way or another ecotourism or nature-based tourism. And I do not think for a second, when the world opens up, Europeans and the international market is going to throng Cameron Highlands so that they can visit European-style villages and take part in traditional European pastimes and activities. You know, so yes, that's my first reaction to the news that we got. I'm sure we have a long way to go on the show. Yeah.
Yes, I think that sets us up well. Predictably, there has been a lot of criticism about this project, including a petition, you know, many people speaking up about it. Where do you think this is coming from?
Well, I think, first and foremost, I think we're not against the government's idea to reinvigorate the tourism industry. That's fine. I mean, we're all on the same page on that, you know. But the very reason that there are many other plans that we can do, you know, currently right now to get ready for this, you know. Playing on our strengths, you know, playing on the what natural assets we have, playing on the resources that we have, you know. I do not think a European-style ski team resort should be high on the agenda for the government to endorse in the sense, yeah. Our strength around the world is not because of themed resorts, you know. Our strength is because we are a nature-based tourist attraction. We are an ecotourism destination. Those are the resources we have. We have beautiful hill stations, you know, but not necessarily you dig in deep, you know, and come up with ideas like this. Yeah? So it's actually amazing how ideas like this have come about and gain a lot of traction in terms of even in ministry level.
So let's talk about that beautiful hill station, right? Let's talk about Cameron Highlands. What sorts of biodiversity does it contain?
Well, Cameron Highlands, in a nutshell, in terms of biodiversity, it has more orchid species than the whole of Europe. It has one of the highest diversity of orchids in the world, you know, in a very small area called Cameron Highlands or the Greater Cameron Highlands. Yeah? So just that puts a little footnote onto how important or how diverse Cameron Highlands is. It is an important bird area designated by BirdLife International, home to a lot of endemic species of birds, plants, and of course, a lot of interesting reptiles and even insects. It's a biological hotspot.
And how have we seen this biodiversity and the environment in general in Cameron's change over the years?
Over the years, and there are many studies that just came out. There's just many studies that have come out talking about the land use change of Cameron Highlands. Yeah? So unfortunately, people went really crazy in terms of developing or allowing development to actually be expanded in Cameron Highlands. It didn't start that way, you know, in the 1800s. You know, it was cleared so that the people can plant tea, so that there's a reprieve from the heat, you know, especially from the expat communities, the British expat communities, you know. So it was always meant to be a nature-based destination, you know. But what we're seeing is more and more sectors of activities eating up into the land use, you know, changing the face from beautiful greenery to more and more use that's short-term and actually intrusive to the local resources, especially water.
So we do constantly hear about the danger of overdevelopment when it comes to Cameron's. And I think, you know, if anyone's visited in the last 5 to 10 years, you will also see the product of that. What is the state of this area currently from an environmental perspective?
Well, the National Physical Plan puts Cameron Highlands as an environmentally sensitive area, ESA, rank one. So which means not a lot of stuff actually is supposed to be happening up there in terms of development of in Cameron Highlands. It is supposed to be kept, it's supposed to be protected, and any land use change, you know, has to be actually looked into very deeply and in greater detail. So it's bewildering that Cameron Highlands has suffered a lot of injustices in terms of it being a sensitive area and it being a watershed, being a biological retreat. Yeah. So it baffles me that even today, we still haven't sorted out the problems of illegal land clearing, illegal farming, and even attack on the water resources. Pollution goes on until today because erosion happens today because everybody is clearing land up there.
The rationale behind this project is to attract more tourism to Cameron's. Why is tourism important for this area?
Tourism is, tourism is important, of course, to the country. Again, as I said, a lot of our products are built over the years, you know. So when you think of Fraser's Hill, Cameron Highlands, you know, you have this feeling that, oh, it's going to be nature-based, it's going to be earth driving there, and a lot of greenery, very cool temperature and so on, yeah. So a lot of the marketing has been done that we have a hill resort. So tourists that come from warm countries especially, they want to go to a cooler climate area, you know. And when they fly into Kuala Lumpur and it's just too warm, you know, they want to take a few days and go up to the hills and enjoy some fresh air without the air conditioning and so on. So the thrill or having a product up in the highlands is always a key investment in any country. So if you can spread out your tourism, mass tourism, in fact, you can spread it out, you know, you can put some people at the beach, you can put some people in the cities and shopping, you can put people up in the highlands where they can enjoy the greenery. So on the basis of that, tourism is good. Having hill stations is really, really good. But here comes us doing something totally against the natural landscapes of what is supposed to be popularly known as a Cameron Highlands.
So let's talk about the potential ecological impact of this, right? Because the developers of the theme park have said they're going to try to minimize that. They want to preserve the natural habitat. They talked about sustainable, low-impact development. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I've been doing this for 24 years. Over the years, we've had a lot of beautiful brochure statements coming out from all the developers. Developers do this because they want to sell the project. They want to look good in front of the minister. They want to look good for the country. They want to line in your pockets. Yeah? So they come up with all these beautiful statements that it's nature-based, it's going to be minimal impact, you know, it's going to be all that. But let me read something to you. There's a study by UPM in 2008. Land use change in highland areas and its impact on river water quality, a review of case studies in Malaysia. And this study was done, and it points out to Cameron Highlands as a bottle site. The study concludes, and this is no surprise to anybody, yeah, that land use change over the years have vastly degraded the waterways and polluted the waterways and rivers in Cameron Highlands. Yeah? So there are many studies like this. So I can point to many scientific studies done by experts pointing that it's really not a good idea to develop the highlands, you know, other than what a natural vegetation and maybe low impact tourism in that sense. Yeah. So I will take their word against a brochure, as opposed to a brochure statement that, oh, it's going to be ecologically friendly. We're going to have it low impact, minimal effects to natural environment, and will preserve the natural habitat of Cameron Highlands. So that baffles me because it looks good on a brochure, but I've not seen anything that along these lines, you know, for hillslope development.
So when development projects claim things like sustainability or being eco-friendly, how can we ensure that they are walking the talk?
It's not. This is just marketing ploy. This is just them coming up with a mission statement, you know. So we shouldn't fall for it hook, line, and sinker, you know. They have to apply for an EIA. We have to make sure they apply for an EIA. We got to make sure the Department of Environment jumps on this before they get even take a shovel and push the first bucket of dirt. You know, they need to cross their T's, dot their I's, you know, in terms of what is their environmental impact going to be for the area. And I think, as said earlier, the target is to get another 200,000 visitors to come and visit this place. Have you seen Cameron Highlands on a normal week, on a weekend or public holiday? You know, it is not a pretty sight. You know? Or sat through a traffic jam to get from Tanarata to Ringlet, you know, which is usually a 10-minute drive. You know, it took some people 3 hours, you know.
Yes. So the scenery is beautiful, but it's nevertheless.
Yeah. You get to do a lot of bird watching and insect watching and probably sit in the car, you know, for 3 hours trying to get 10 kilometers. So I think that wouldn't appear in any tourism brochure. You know? We like to see environmental impact assessment reports first. You know, we like to see environmental management plans first. We like to see the developers put in a non-refundable chunk of money, you know, into a third-party account held by an independent body or held by an NGO to show that if for any reason we see early indications that your construction work is already damaging the waterways and the slopes and so on, you forfeit that big sum of money. That goes to the Orang Asli, so that goes to develop a social infrastructure of Cameron Highlands. I would like to see that.
Andrew, we just have a minute left with you, but I wanted to know, what do you think is an ideal tourism setup for Cameron Highlands while preserving the environment?
Right. I think we have to, again, go back to the strength. You know, I think they've been playing the World Travel Organization says when the world opens up, nature-based activities, sustainable tourism will be one of the highly sought-after sector in tourism. Europeans, especially, want to go to sites where it's proven to be environmentally sound, yeah, nature-based, you know. And I don't think this is nature-based at all. I think we are fooling ourselves if we think along that lines, yeah. So for Malaysia, our strengths are we have beautiful highlands, one of the best highland in terms of biodiversity in Asia, you know. We need to play on that strength. You get to see so many species of orchids, so many species of longhorn beetles, jewel beetles. You get to see the Rafflesia, you know. You get to see some of the most unique birds in the world, you know. We have to play on that strength. We have local communities. We have Orang Aslis. We have some rivers still okay, you know. We have beautiful mossy forests that people can go and adventure and so on. We have a lot of nice mom and pop and even international standard accommodations already available in Cameron Highlands. That is something that we should reinvest into.
Andrew, Always a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome. Always a pleasure. Thank you, BFM. Thank you for having us.
That was Andrew Sebastian, co-founder and CEO of the Ecotourism and Conservation Society of Malaysia, weighing in today on a planned theme park in Cameron Highlands that is going to be rather large and also boast an outdoor ski slope. We've been asking you for your thoughts. Is this something that you're excited about or not so much? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.